Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'iloi Nishmas Chaim Menachem Aaron Ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Yuma Daf Yud. The Gemara brings a braiso, Toner Rabbonon, Kol HaLeshoko Yishrahoyu B'migdosh, Lo'yhoye Lehen Mezuzo, Chutz Milishkas Parhedrin, Shehoyu Ba Beis Dira L'Koyin Godol. Om Rabbi Yehuda, V'haloi Kamu LeShoko Yishrahoyu B'migdosh, Shahoyilhem Beis Dira Veloy Hoyilhem Mezuzo. Elalishkas Parhedrin Gzeira Hoysa. The Gemara brings the Machlokes, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, whether the Lishkas Parhedrin had to have a Mezuzo, Meikir Adin. The Tanakama holds, since there was a Beis Dira, since the Kohen Gadol lived there for 7 days, so it required a Mezuzo. And Rabbi Yehuda proves, from the fact that there were other Lishakas that were also used as a Beis Dira, and they did not have a Mezuzo. So it must be that Lishkas Parhedrin only needed a mezuzah because of a gzeira. Now we'll see behemshich hasugya. There are a few ways to understand the machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. There's Shitas Abaya and Rava, and within Shitas Abaya there's machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. However, one thing remains the same throughout the sugya, that the shita of the Tanakama of this braisa, who holds that the Lishkas Parhedrin needed a mezuzah, that's a din d'oraisa. That's revor throughout the sugya. And it's clear like that as well in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud. Now the Achronim ask Akasha, the Gvur Sari, Bereisham, how could the Shita of the Chacham hold that you need a Mezuzah Deiraisa? He quotes a Gemara in Menachos Daf Mem Daud Amud Aleph, a Gemara which we paskin la'alocha. The Gemara says, Hador bepundaki be'eretz Yisrael, one who lives in an inn, a motel, in Eretz Yisrael, or v'hasoicher bayis b'chutz la'aretz, or even one who leased a house, if it's in Chutz La'aretz, kol shleishim yoyim peturim min ha-mezuzah. For the first 30 days that he's living there, he's potter from a mezuzah. Mikan ve'elech chayiv. After 30 days, he's chayiv. Aval ha-soicher bayis be'eretz Yisrael, if he leased the house in Eretz Yisrael, oysa la'alter mishum yishav Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara is saying that if one lives in a motel, not as a renter, but just as a visitor, then even in Eretz Yisrael, or even if one rented the house in Chutz La'aretz, both of these you only chayiv after 30 days. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a chumrah that if you leased it, then you're mechayiv right away. Yishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Now the Gversari asks, what kind of din did the Kohen Gadol have in this Lishkas Parhedrin? He says, Pashtus, he was like a darbe pundiki. He wasn't renting it. He wasn't leasing this room, the Lishkas Parhedrin. He was living there as a guest. And he says, and even if you'll say that he was renting, he was like a renter, nevertheless, the din is that even in Eretz Yisrael, a renter is not mechuyiv midoy raisa. The only reason he's mechuyiv is a gzeir derabonon mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael, meaning to say that we want people to put a mezuzah on right away. Rashi over there explains that he won't leave so fast, or even if he leaves, it will be easy for someone else to come in and rent it if the mezuzah is already on. And therefore the Gversari asks, even if we'll consider this Kohen Gadol like a soicher, nevertheless, he should not be mechuyiv, at least not deraisa. And like we mentioned, the pashtus is that the chachamim hold that he's mechuyiv deraisa. And more so, he says not even derabanan, because the whole reason of the takana, mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael, does not apply over here. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is the reason we try that the houses should be inhabited. Here, we're not trying to make this lishkas parhedrin inhabited any other day except for the 7 days of prisha. So the gzer doesn't apply. So again, first of all, even if it does apply, it's only derabanan. And second of all, it shouldn't apply bechlal over here. So how could we be mechayiv the lishkas parhedrin in a mezuzah, and the shita of the chacham is that they're chayiv even deraisa? And the Gvur Sari quotes Tosfos in Menachos Daf Mem Daud Amud Aleph, who discusses what's the pshat why you're not mechayiv in a mezuzah the first 30 days. In Chutz La'aretz, you're bechlal not mechayiv, and even in Eretz Yisrael, it's only din derabanan. Why aren't you mechayiv right away? And Tosfos has two mahalchim. The first Prat of Tosfos holds that a rented dira is really mechuyiv min ha-Torah. Even though the Pasuk says beischa, which would be mashma dafka, the owner is mechuyiv in a mezuzah. However, Tosfos says it does not mean to exclude a renter. It's used for a different drasha. So even a renter, since he's living there, he should really be mechuyiv. So why is one not mechuyiv until 30 days? And Tosfos explained because until 30 days it's not really considered his house. Tosfos compares it to a similar din we find legabe ir hanidachas, that the din is that one, the whole city is destroyed, and the din is that who's considered a resident of the city? only one who has lived there for 30 days. So we see this concept that one only becomes B'nai Ha'ir after living there for 30 days. And the same thing, Taisa says, only one is only considered the resident of this house after he's been living there for 30 days. The second Taisa, holds that a Dira Schuro is not B'chuyiv B'dai Raisa B'chlal. It's only a Din D'Rabbanan. And when it says Beischa, it's coming to be Mayit, a renter. Only if you're the owner of the house, you're B'chuyiv B'dai Raisa. And Taisa says, even though we find the Lashon, the Gemara says that Mezuzah is Chivas Hadar, which would be mashma, whoever's living there, they are mechuyev in the mezuzah, whether they own it or not. Taisa says that drasha just means to say that even the real owner, if he's not living there, he's potter. But this, from that, we do not learn that the seicher is mechuyev midai raisa. And therefore, Taisa says, according to this pshat, since there's no chiyev bechalal midai raisa, it's only the rabbanon will only mechayev one after he's been living there 30 days, because then it seems like it's his house already, and they didn't want to make it look like that someone's living in a house without a mezuzah. Similar to the din that a talus she'ula, a borrowed talus, which is not mechuyev in tzitzis, but if you borrow it for more than 30 days, the rabbanon were mechayev him. Now the Gemara answers his kasha according to each mahalach of Tosfos. He says, according to the first set of Tosfos, that one is mechuyev midai raisa, even though you don't own it, but only after 30 days when it's considered you're the real resident. And in this he says that the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippurim, since the Torah was mechayev him to stay there for 7 days, then it could be considered a kfias right away, even before 30 days. Since he must stay there, the Torah was mechayev him, so this is already considered his dira for this time. And he brings a similar concept that we find in Sukkah. The din is that the first night of Sukkot, one must eat a kezayis inside the Sukkah. We learn chamisha asar from Chag HaMatzos. Just like on the first night of Pesach, one must eat a kezayis of matzah. Also, the first night of Sukkot, one must eat a kezayis inside the Sukkah. And even though we find that the rest of the days of Sukkot, if all one eats is a kezayis, that's not enough of a shear to be mechayev him to eat it inside the Sukkah, because that's considered achilas arai. Nevertheless, the first night of Sukkot, it's considered achilas kva. It's an achila which is mechayev him to eat it inside the Sukkah. And why is that? Because since the Torah was mechayev such an achila, that gives it the chashivas of keva. And the same thing over here, he says, since the Torah was mechayev the Kohen Gadol to be there for 7 days, that gives it a diras kva, even though in general, one is not considered to be a resident until 30 days. That's how he explains according to the first Teretz of Tosfos. However, according to the second Teretz of Tosfos, it would seem much more difficult. The second Teretz holds that a diras chura is never mechayev in Daraisa. The whole din is only Darabonon after 30 days, because it looks like his house. And if so, how could we be mechayev him to put a mezuzah on the Lishkas Parhedrin? Definitely not midai raisa. It's not his dira. How can we? And the Gemara's mashma that he's mechuyev midai raisa. So the Gemara wants to be mechadish over here, based on what the Gemara says in the Afches Amud Beis, that the reason why the Lishkas Parhedrin got its name Parhedrin is because it was switched once every year, since the Kohen Gadol, Kohanim Gedolim, in the second Beis Hamikdash, did not live past each year, and each one built it anew, built it more beautiful than the next, so it got its name Lishkas Parhedrin. And therefore the Gemara explains, since the Kohen Gadol built it from his own money, it was considered his, and even though the land was not owned by him, only the structure was owned by him, that's enough to make it considered his, and he'll be mechuyev in a mezuzah midai raisa. That's the chiddush of the Gevurah Sari. Now there are a number of kashas to point out on this Gevurah Sari. First of all, this that they changed the structure every year was only in the Bayis Sheni, like the Gemara's Mavur. So how come during the Bayis Rishon, when the Kohen Gadol did not build it on his own, how can we be mechayev him in a mezuzah midai raisa? So we'll have to understand that the Gevurah Sari means that from the fact that they changed it, that they knocked it down and built it anew, that was like a raya that really belonged to them. So even if Lamaisa, they did not rebuild it, nevertheless, it was considered theirs. That's what we'll have to be mechadish in the Gevurah Sari. However, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in his sefer on Mesechtas Mezuzah, one of the Mesechtas Ketanos, Reb Chaim Kanievsky has a pirish, and in Perek Aleph, Ois Lamed, he asks that even if the Kohen Gadol built it, like the Gemara says, nevertheless, everything that was part of the Beis HaMikdash had to be owned by the Tzibur. He brings a few rayas to this. The Gemara later on in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph says that Yushalayim l'nischalka l'shvatim, it did not belong to one Shevet, it would be mashma that it had to belong to all of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis discusses how David HaMelech bought the Gerin of Aravna Hayavusi, which eventually became the Mokim HaMikdash, and it says that he collected money from all the Shvatim. there also would be mashma that the Mokum HaMikdash had to be owned by all the Shvatim. That's one kasha that Reb Chaim asks on the Gvura Sari. And secondly, he brings Raya's, the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph, which is mashma that the Din Lachem, which is necessary by Sukkah, the Sukkah has to belong to him. The Gemara is mevur that it's not enough that the walls of the Sukkah are owned by him. He has to own the Mokum also, the Karak underneath. So how could the Gvura Sari say that the Lishkas Parhejin was Mechuyv in a Mezuzah Dereisa because the Kohen Gadol owned the structure? He discusses at length this Gvura Sari. L'maisa, there are other terutzim that are said to this Kasha. How could we be Mechayiv, the Lishkas Parhejin, in a Mezuzah Dereisa if the Kohen Gadol did not own it and he was only living there for 7 days? In the Sefer Likutei HaGriz, Chelik Beis, there's a teretz b'shem the Briskerov to this Kasha. The Briskerov said that since the Mokam HaMikdash, the entire Mokam HaMikdash, including the Lishkas Parhedrin, was owned by all of Klal Yisrael, so the Kohen Gadol himself is no worse than everyone else, he's a Shutif in this Mokam. And the din is that if a Shutif in a Mokam lives there, lives in the Dira, even for less than 30 days, he's Mechuyiv in a Mezuzah right away. So therefore the Kohen Gadol was Mechuyiv in a Mezuzah, even though he only lived there for 7 days, because he was a Shutfis. He was also a partial owner in the Mokam HaMikdash. There's an additional teretz in the Sefer Nesivei Sakodesh from the Charkov Rov on Menachos Daf Mem Daled Amud Aleph. He says a different teretz. He says the reason why you have to live in a house for 30 days in order to be mechuyev in a mezuzah is because a normal house is built with the intention to be used on a consistent basis, and therefore he's mechadish that the Lishkas Parhedrin and possibly a Sukkah Sachag as well, as we see in the Sugya. Since their original intention is only to be used for 7 days, then they can be considered a mokim dira, a residence, even though they only are used for 7 days. It's totally under intention when the place was built. A house which is built for normal use, there it's only considered a mokim dira after 30 days. Now, behemshach ha-gemara, the Gemara asks a stira between this braisa, the machlekes of Yehuda and Rabbanon about Lushkas Parhedrin, and another braisa about Sukkah Sachag Bechag. If Yehuda is mechayiv a Sukkah Sachag b'mezuzah, and the Gemara proves that it's midairaisa from the fact that he says that even the Inyan Meiser is considered a house, and that's a stira to what Rabbi Yehuda says by Lishkas Parhedrin that you're potter from mezuzah. Now there are two terutzim, there's the shita of Abaya and there's the shita of Rava, and there's two mahalchim, Rashi and Tosis, how to understand the teretz of Abaya. Tosis has an arichus, he asks many kashas on Rashi. We won't go through the whole shakel v'tayr of Tosfos, but we'll try to summarize Shitas Rashi and Shitas Tosfos in Abaya's teretz. Rashi's girsa is like the girsa that we have b'foneinu. B'shiva dekuli amar like pligi dechayiv ki pligi b'shari yemois hashana. Rabbanon savri gazrinon shari yemois hashana otu shiva. Rabbi Yehuda savar loy gazrinon. Rashi explains that the yemei prisha lekuli amar lishkas parhedrin nizim mezuzah. Pashas means dairaisa lekuli amar. And the Machlokes is the rest of the year. The Chacham hold that we make a gzeira the rest of the year, otu, the Shiva Simei Prisha. And Yehuda proves we don't make a gzeira, because we find that there are other Lashakais that were used at certain times for a Mokim Dira, and we don't find that they needed a mezuzah all year round, otu, the certain days that they were used to live in. So Rabbi Yehuda explains that the Lishkas Parhedrin is not Mechuyiv in a mezuzah because of this gzeira, rather the reason it's Mechuyiv in a mezuzah all year is because of a new svara, which the Gemara mentions at the bottom of Amud Beis, Shlo Yomru Kohen Gadol Chovosh BeBeis HaAsurim. Like Rashi explains, Kedei Shetahei Muchzekes Lechol Yoideha KeBeis Dira Gemura, that the Mokim Lushkas Parhedrin should look like a respectable Mokim Dira, and people shouldn't say that the Kohen Gadol is locked up for 7 days in the BeBeis HaAsurim. And when it says Sukkah Sachag Bechag Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv, it means during the days of Sukkahs, it's Mechuyiv Midai Raisa, just like the Lishkas Parhedrin is Mechuyiv the 7 days Midai Raisa. Now, according to Rashi, there's no Machloikis, the Tanakama, and Rabbi Yehuda about the Lishkas Parhedrin Lemaisa. Lekuliyama, it was Mechuyiv Midai Raisa for the 7 days, and the rest of the days Darabonon. The Machloikis just is, what exactly is this Din Darabonon? According to the Chachamim, it's a Gzeira Otu the rest of the days, and Rabbi Yehuda proves we don't make such Gzeiras. Rather, it's a different gzeiro, shelo yomru kohen gadol chavosh b'beis ha'asurim. But there's no nafkamina l'maisa. Now, l'fi Rashi, Abaye was not coming to answer the stira in Shitas Chachamim. If anything, the stira is more shver now. Because according to the Chachamim, by Lishkas Parhedrin, we needed a mezuzah during the 7 days and even the rest of the year they made a gzerah. And Sukkos HaChag did not need a mezuzah even during the Shiva Simei HaChag. However, Abai was not coming to address this. He was coming to answer the stira in Rabbi Huda. This is Rashi's shita in the sugya. Now, Tosfos asks a number of kashas on Rashi, and Tosfos L'maisa has a different pshat in Abaya, and his girsa is different in the Gemara as well. According to Tosfos, the girsa is L'rabbanon Tzavri Loi Gazrinon Shai Maisa Shana Atu Shiva Rabbi Huda Sofer Gazrinon. And Tosfos explains that L'kuli Alma, both by Sukkah and by Lishkas Parhedrin, L'kuli Alma needed mezuzah kol Shiva, and the Machlokes is by both of them, what about Shai Maisa Shana? The Rabbanon hold that Lishkas Parhedrin, since it had a base dira, so for those 7 days it was Mechuyiv Midaraisa, and there is no Gzeira Bechlal for the rest of the days of the year. On that, Rabbi Huda argued, and he said, if Lishkas Parhedrin needs a mezuzah because it's a Mokim Dira, so what about the rest of the Lishkas that were also a Mokim Dira? And Rabbi Huda holds note that it was not Mechuyiv Midaraisa even for the 7 days. So why did Lishkas Parhedrin have a mezuzah? It was for the Gzeira Shloyemru Kayangon Lachavish for Beis HaAsurim. And once that's the reason, the Memela the whole year needed as well. The point was that it should be mispersing. People should see that the Lishkas Parhedrin had a mezuzah, and that was the reason to have it all year round. So anyone that walks by, anyone who's in the area, will notice the mezuzah by the Lishkas Parhedrin. So both according to the Rabbanon and according to the Yehuda, it needs a mezuzah for the 7 days, but for different reasons. According to the Rabbanon, the Lishkas Parhedrin needs a mezuzah because it was a Mokim Dira. According to Rabbi Huda, that's not a reason. The reason is, Shloyemru Kayngolo Chavish Beis HaAsurim. And Memeilo, there's a machlokes about the rest of the year. According to the Rabbanon, it did not need a mezuzah. And according to Rabbi Huda, it did need a mezuzah. And a sukkah as well. The Rabbanon say, Yerchai for Shiva Simei HaChag, that's Midaraisa. And according to Rabbi Huda, it did not need a mezuzah Midaraisa even for the Shiva Simei HaChag. However, here also there was a gzeira mid rabbanon shloyemru hayoshev besukah bechag chavish for beis haasurimu. According to Tosfos, the svar of Rabbi Huda shloyemru kaingolo chavish for beis haasurim applies by sukkah as well. We don't want it to look like that the one is mechuyev to sit in the beis haasurim during the meachag. Tosfos says yesh b'davar gnai ubizay mitzvah v'nira ki ilu hakadosh baruch hu matriach al yisrael v'chayiv shem beis haasurim. And therefore it's mechuyev in a mezuzah, not only during the Me'achag, during the rest of the year as well. And Tosfos adds, even though according to this we're coming out, that Rabbi Yehuda holds the mezuzah during the Me'achag is only midarabanan, and the Gemara proved before that it can't be because he considers it a bias for the din of Meiser as well. So Tosfos explains, the only hechrich that the Gemara had to this was if you're going to say that only on the Me'achag it's going to be considered a bias, l'inyan Meiser, then will be choishesh, domaosi lafushi minachiyev al ptur. Because people will see that he's living there, and they'll think it's considered a dir gemura midaraisa. However, if we're going to be mechayev it all year round, then people will know that it's not a real dira, they'll know that it's only a din darabonon, and he won't come to be mafush minachiyev al ptur. So to summarize, according to Rashi, Bedas Abaya, the machlokes Tanakamer and Rabbi Huda is that l'kuli alma during the 7 days of Prishur, or the 7 days of Chag, there's a chi of mezuzah midaraisa. The machlokes says, what about the rest of the days? Rabbanan make a gzera, the rest of the days, otu the days of chiyuv. Rabbi Huda does not hold of such a gzera. But Rabbi Huda holds that by Lishkas Parhedrin, there's a chi for a different reason. Shloyemru, kaingolo chavish v'beisa asurim, so it needs a mezuzah all year long. However, that's only by Lishkas Parhedrin. We don't find such a gzera anywhere else. And even by Sukkot, there's no such a gzera, according to Rashi. There's no such concept that one looks like a Beis HaAsurim when they're in their Sukkah. So we'll come out according to Rashi, the Homa Chalikis Velishkas Parhedrin is only in what's the reason of the Takana Darabonon. And Tosfos holds that even during the Shiva Simei HaChag or the Shiva Simei HaPrisha, there's a Machlokes, the Tanakama holds that there's a Chi of Dairaisa, and Rabbi Yehuda holds there's a Chi of Darabonon. And during the rest of the days, according to the Chachamim, they did not make any Gzeir Bechlal. And according to Yehuda, since the whole takana was shloyemru kaingolo chavish beis haasurim, or shloyemru hayoshev besukah chavish beis haasurim, so that reason applies all year long. This is all according to the shita of Abaya. Now Rava comes along and he's chaylik. Rava holds b'shayim beis hashana, both by Lishkas Parhedrin and by Sukkah, l'kul yama there's no chiyuv mezuzah. The machlokes is during the 7 days of Sukkah and the 7 days of Prisha. and there are two separate machlokes in, and the shittas are reversed. The machlokes by Sukkah is Rabbi Yehuda holds Sukkah diras kvabi inon, and therefore it's mechuyv in mezuzah during the 7 days, and the Rabbanon hold diras arai be inon. And the machlokes by Lushkas Perhejin was the Rabbanon hold dira baal korcha shma dira, and Rabbi Yehuda holds dira baal korcha loy shma dira, and it's only midar Rabbanon according to Rabbi Yehuda because shloyemru kain gadol chavash bebeis asurim. In Shitas Rava, there's no machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Now, in the Chedushi of Ari Leib, Reb Leib Malin, Chelik Aleph Simon Yud Ches, he says an important Yisayin, and he comes to answer Tosis' Ikar Kash on Rashi. What's the Ikar Shver on Rashi is the way he learns Abaya, there's no machlokes really, the Tanakama and Reb Yehuda. The Kuli Alma, Dushkas Perhedrin, the rest of the days is Mechuyev because of Gzeiro. The only difference is that according to the Rabbanon, it's Gzeiro the rest of the year, Otu, the Shiva Sayomim, and according to Yehuda, it's Shilayoyim Rukhain Godel Chavash Rabbeisa Asurim. And Tosis asked on Rashi, how could Yehuda use such a Loshon, Ela Lishkas Parhedrin Gzeira Haisa? According to the Rabbanon, it's also Gzeira. He should have stressed that it's not, I don't hold of your Gzeira, I hold of a different Gzeira. And Reb Leib Malin explains that even though according to both Shitas, it's Mechuyiv in a Mezuzah because of a Gzeira, however, there's a fundamental difference in the Gzeiras. According to the Rabbanon, the Chiyuv Mezuzah is an extension of the regular Chiyuv Mezuzah of Daraisa. And in general, the Chiyuv Mezuzah is Chayv Asador. It's a Chiyuv on the person residing in the house. It's not a Chiyuv to make sure the house has a Mezuzah. It's while you're living in the house, make sure you're living with a Mezuzah on the house. And therefore, even a bona fide house, the moment one vacates his house, there's no longer a Chiyuv Mezuzah. If there's no one living there, there's no Chiyuv, because the whole Chiyuv is a Chayv Asador. And therefore, Reb Leib Malin explains, according to the Chachamim who are Mechayiv in the Mezuzah the whole year round, Otu the Shiva Sayomim, if there's no one there Bechlal, it's vacated, there definitely cannot be a Chiyuv Mezuzah. The Rabbanan did not create a whole new concept of Chiyuv Mezuzah. So if there's no one there, who are they going to put the Chiyuv on? There's no such a thing as a Chiyuv on the house without anyone there. So therefore, the whole din d'rabbanan that you're mechuyev the rest of the year, the pshat is that if there's someone living there, ba'ofen arai, which on its own would not have been mechayev in a mezuzah, it's not considered a real dira, nevertheless, the chacham were mechayev him, because there are 7 days a year that it's mechuyev, so they are mechayev the rest of the year as well, even when the living there is only done, ba'ofen arai, which is not enough to be mechayev on its own. But if there's no one there, bechlal, then there definitely is no chiyuv. That's according to the chachamim. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the din is Shloyim Rukayin Godel Chavish Bebeisa Asurim. The whole point is that the mezuzah should be on display. This is not an extension of the Ikar Chi of Mezuzah Dairaisa. It's a whole new concept to have a mezuzah displayed there so that anyone walking by will notice. And therefore, even if there's no one living there Bechlal, there's a Chiyuv. The point is for people to notice the mezuzah. This has no shaykhis to the regular Chi of Mezuzah. This is a novel concept, to have a mezuzah displayed on the doorway, just for people to see. And with this he answers Tosis' kasha. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say to the Chachamim, Lishkas Parhedrin Gzeira Haisa? Rabbanan also holds it's a Gzeira. The pshat is, he came to say, this is not a Chiyuv Mezuzah. This is a new concept. This is new Gzeira. And there are practical nafkaminas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even when no one is living there, Bechlal, there's a Chiyuv to put a mezuzah over there. That's what Rabbi Yehuda means when he says, Ela Lishkas Parhedrin Gzeira Haisa. Now this chilek we were explaining till now, according to Shitas Rashi, Bedas Abaya. The way Abaya explains, the machlokes Tanakam and Yehuda, that l'kuli yalma, there's a chiyuv mezuzah derabanan, but we're explaining, but the chiyuv is fundamentally different. Now the same would hold true, according to Rava. Rava understands the machlokes Tanakam and Yehuda, during the Shiva Semiyah Prisha, according to the Chacham, there's a chiyuv deraisa, according to Yehuda, there's only a chiyuv derabanan. Now the truth is, it's not just a question whether it's a chiyuv deraisa or derabanan. According to Yehuda, the way Reb Leib explains, since the point is shloyim rukan godol chavish bebeisa asurim for these 7 days, so the point would be to have a mezuzah on display. Even though here, according to Yehuda, it's not all year long, bedas rava. It's only for the 7 days. But for these 7 days, there's a different gather for this chiyuv mezuzah, different than from the shita of the derabanan. Now we still have to clarify what exactly is the gedder of this chiyuv mezuzah shel yomru, which we explained the din is just to have a mezuzah displayed there. Now obviously we're not going to say that if one would put a mezuzah which is posel, then here's yotze this chiyuv also. Surely the rabbanon were mechayivim in a kosher mezuzah. And for that matter, one could have argued that maybe just putting a mezuzah case without any mezuzah at all should be enough. Surely that's not the pshat. When the Chachamim were mechayivin a mezuzah, they were mechayivin to put a kosher mezuzah with all the dinei hechsher mezuzah. However, in the Sefer Ha'aris from Rabbi Yashiv Zatal, he says there will be another practical nafkamina. He says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when one puts up this mezuzah, it will not require a bracha. There's no chiv to be misakin a mezuzah on the door. There's a chiv that the mezuzah should be there. Make sure it's there. And therefore, putting it up is not really a kiyum mitzvah. All you have to do is make sure that there's a mezuzah always displayed there. However, according to the Chachamim, since there is a chiyum mezuzah midarabanan, that would be enough to be mechayiv a bracha as well. Mitzvahs darabanan also require a bracha. Perhaps we can suggest an additional nafkamina. We know by mezuzah there's a din of tasev eloi min ha'osi. One has to put up the mezuzah after there already is a chiv mezuzah on the doorpost. In other words, the room has to be mechuyiv in a mezuzah, there has to be an appropriate doorpost, and then one has to go and fix the mezuzah onto the doorpost. However, if one would attach the mezuzah onto the doorframe before it's put into place in the doorway, then there would be that's possible. That's tasev eloi min ha'osi. He didn't put a mezuzah onto the doorpost, he put the doorpost into its place while it already had the mezuzah on it. And perhaps we could suggest that according to Yehuda, this would nevertheless be okay, since there's no chiyuv mezuzah really. It's just that a mezuzah should be its place. It should be in place. So as long as a mezuzah is a kosher mezuzah and it's the right height, and one who passes by sees like a regular mezuzah with all its proper dinim, so even if it's kfiyus, even if it's putting into the right place was done ba'ifin posel, perhaps it's not a problem. This is not a chiyuv mezuzah b'chal. It's just a chiyuv for the mezuzah to be on display. And since one walks by, the mezuzah is on display with all the proper dinim, perhaps that's enough. Whereas according to the Chachamim, that there's a chiyuv mezuzah midarabanan, then definitely this would be possible. This is not the kiyum, this is not the proper kiyum of chiyuv mezuzah. The Rabbi Yashiv in his Aris there discusses an additional shaila. He says, what would be if one were to put the mezuzah on the Lishkas Parhedrin one of the rest of the days of the year? And he says, according to Rabbi Huda, that the whole chiyuv is shel yom rukayin golo chavish v'beis ha'asurim, it's not a real chiyuv mezuzah. So then when the shiva simei ha'prisha come, one would have to take the mezuzah off and put it back on again. If not, it would have this same psul of tasev eloi min ha'asui. A mezuzah must be put on at a time when there's a chiyuv. L'maisa Rabbi Yashiv comes out in the end that even according to the Shitas Chachamim, that there's a chiyuv mezuzah midarabanan, nevertheless the same thing would be true, that if one would put the mezuzah on during the rest of the year, even though there's a chiyuv mezuzah, but since it's a level of midarabanan, then when the chiyuv mezuzah midaraisa comes, one would have to take it off and put it back on again. So we explained Machlekes, Abaya, and Rava. We explain Shitas Abaya according to Rashi and Tosfos, and we explain that according to Rashi, Midas Abaya, even though both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa hold that there's a chiyuv mezuzah all year long by Lishkas Parhedrin, but we explain that the Geder is a different Geder, and we said in Rava as well, L'maskono, that the Lishkas Parhedrin, according to the Rabbanon, is mechuyiv in a mezuzah midai Raisa, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's the Rabbanon shel yom rukayin godol chavish b'beisa asurim, there also the chiyuv is fundamentally different. And we explain how this difference can make a nafkamina l'maisa. Now let's go back to the Shitas Rabbanon, that a chiyuv mezuzah in the Lishkas Parhedrin was midai raisa. Like the Rabbanon said, since it had a base dir l'kayin gadol, it was mechuyiv midai raisa. And like Rava explained l'maskano, the fact that it was a dir ba'al karcho does not bother the Rabbanon. And Tosfos on Omer Aleph, Dibar Mascha chutz m'lishkas Parhedrin, asks Akasha. The Braisa was mashma that the only Lishka in the Beis HaMikdash that was mechuyiv in a mezuzah was the Lishka's Parhedrin. And Tosfos asks, what about the Lishka's Beis HaEvan? There also, the Kohen HaSerif HaSapara resided there for 7 days. Why did that not have the same chiyuv? And Tosfos gives two terutzim. His first terutz is that Lishka was not really in the Mikdash. It was Bahar HaBayis as opposed to the Lishka's Parhedrin which was Boni BaKodesh. And Tosfos' second teretz is, Kivin de lehavi b'chol shasa el achas lekama shonim loy choshev dira. Since he was not there every year, it was only once in a few years, that's not considered a dira. Now the lashon of Tosfos loy choshev dira would be mashpa that it was potter. The fact that he was there 7 days and once in a few years, that's not enough to be mechayivim. Now Tosfos' shonim and Tosfos' rosh say kamat the same thing as Tosfos, but a drop different. The lashon of the Tosfos HaRosh is kivan de'ena b'chol shana v'shana loy kachoshiv lo. Loika Choshevla is mashma that there was a Chiyuv Mezuzah, but it was not mentioned in the Braisa. Since the Chiyuv is only once in a few years, that's not something that the Tana would bother to mention. So it would seem like this slight difference in Lashon would actually make a difference that according to Tosfos, there was no Chiyuv Bechlal, Loika Choshev Dira, but according to the Tosfos Arash and the Tosfos Hashanim as well, there was a Chiyuv, just it was not mentioned. Now the Gvursari quotes Tosfos, it seemed like he had a Girsa in Tosfos similar to the Girsa that we have in the Tosfos Arash or the Tosfos Hashanim. Loika Choshevla means it was not mentioned even though actually there was a Chiyuv. And he asks Akasha, he says, L'fi Abaya, that the Machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Huda was all year long. The Tanakama held that it's Mechuyiv all year, Otu, the Shiva Simei Aprisha. So if so, the Lishkas Beis Evan as well. It should be Mechuyiv all year, Otu, the 7 days of Kaidim Sreifas Apara. So how could we say that it's not mentioned because it was so rare? Yeah, it was so rare, but once the Maisa, there was a Chiyuv for 7 days, they made a Gzera the rest of the year as well. And he says, it's schwer to say that since it was only so rare, they didn't make a gzera. It's not mashma like that. So that's his kasha on Tosfos. Why should Lishkas Beis Evan not be mentioned according to Abaya? The way Abaya understands the Tanakama, that Lishkas Parhejin was mechuyiv all year, so Lishkas Beis Evan should be mechuyiv all year as well. Why is it not mentioned? And the Gvura Sevri wants to bring a raya from this to his shita that we mentioned before. He said the only reason the Kohen Gadol was mechuyiv in Lishkas Parhedrin to put a mezuzah is because the Kohen Gadol built it and it was considered his. But any other area in the Beis HaMikdash, which is not owned by a specific person, if one were to live there for less than 30 days, he would not be mechuyiv. And he says that's the Teretz to Tosfos' kasha. That's why the Lishkas Beis HaEvan did not require a mezuzah, even though the Kohen stayed there for 7 days, but it was not his. So unless he's there for 30 days, there's no chuyiv. Now obviously this whole kasha is only according to the girsa that he had in Tosfos, which is the girsa we have in the Tosfos Hashanim and the Tosfos Arash. According to the girsa that we have in Tosfos, Lechoshiv Dira, Tosfos is not saying that it wasn't mentioned. Tosfos is saying that it's not Mechuyiv Bechlau. Tosfos holds that a Mokayim, which is only used 7 days once in a few years, that's not enough of a Dira to be Mechayiv in a Mezuzah Bechlau. Now the truth is, the kash of the Gvura Sari, anyways, is only shver l'shitas Rashi b'das Abaya. Rashi b'das Abaya held that according to the Rabbanon, it's mechuyiv the rest of the days, gezeir otu shivas yomim. According to Rashi's girso, the Rabbanon were the ones who were gezeir the other days. However, according to Tosfos, who has a different girso, the Rabbanon of the Braisa do not hold of gezeir b'chlau. Rabbi Huda is the one who holds that mezuzah, it's mechuyiv in mezuzah all year round, shalayim rukayin gadol chavash b'beisa asurim. According to the Chachamim, they hold that only during the Shivas Yomim it's Mechuyiv, and the rest of the days it's not Mechuyiv Bechlau. So the Gvura Sari's Kasha does not start L'shitas Tosfos. However, it would seem that we can still ask his Kasha, L'fi the Tosfos Hashanim. The Tosfos Hashanim goes with Rashi's Girsa. He holds that B'das Abaya, the Rabbanon and the Braisa hold that you're Mechuyiv all year round, Gzeira Otu the Shivas Yimei Aprisha. And the Tosfos Hashanim seem to say that the Lishkas Beis HaEvan really should be Mechuyiv in Mezuzah, but Lechoshev Lei, since it was so rare, the Tana does not bother to mention it. Now here we can ask the Gvura Sari's Kasha. Lefi Abaya, the same way by Lishkas Parhedrin, we made a Gezerah the rest of the year, Otu the Shivas Yomim. So the Lishkas Beis HaEvan as well should be Mechuyiv in Mezuzah the rest of the year, Otu these 7 days before Sreifas Apara. So why Lechoshev Lei? Why should the Tana not bother to mention it? It actually had a mezuzah all year round, so it should be listed with the rooms in the Beis HaMikdash that had a mezuzah. So perhaps we'll have to say in the Tosfos Hashanim, the svar that the Gvura Sari was madchik, that even though it is mechuyiv during the 7 days before Sreifas Apara, but since that was so rare, so here, the Rabbanu would not make a gzera the rest of the year up to those 7 days. So the only time it ever was mechuyiv in a mezuzah was 7 days before Sreifas Apara. And since that itself is rare, it doesn't happen only once in a few years, the Tana does not bother to mention it as one of the rooms that had a mezuzah in the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Gemara mentions about Chovish Rebeis HaAsurim. There's an interesting shaila amongst the Paiskim, which is Negei HaLa'alocha. If one is unfortunately incarcerated, does he have to put a mezuzah on his prison door? Assuming the authorities would allow it. Is a prison cell mechuyev in mezuzah or not? Rebbe Kveger, in his Agoyis of the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Simen Reish Pei Vav, brings a machloikis between the Shari Ephraim and the Beis Hillel. And both of these svarim discuss this shayla, and they bring rayas from Er Sugyo, but to opposite directions. The Shar Ephraim was posed with this shayla, and he says, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Yud is mevur by the Lishkas Parhedrin that it was mechuyev in a mezuzah, even though it was a dira bal korcha. Now when the Hagoyis in the side of the Shari Ephraim, it brings from the son of the Mechaber, he explained that his father meant to say that it's totally in the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon if Dira Bal Korcho Shmei Dira. And since we paskin like the Rabbanon that Dira Bal Korcho Shmei Dira, therefore it's Mechoyev in a Mezuzah. He brings over there an additional Raya. He says the Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchos Mezuzah lists 10 conditions that a room must have in order to be Mechoyev in Mezuzah. And he does not mention there that it has to be a dira by choice as opposed to a dira bar karcha. And therefore he's mashma, the Rambam, that even a dira bar karcha is mechuyiv in a mezuzah. Now the Beis Hillel, which is brought down in the Sefer Birkei Yosef, the Chidah, in Yeridei Simen Reish Pei Vav Ois Gimel, the Beis Hillel holds that a Beis HaAsurim is potter because it's not a dira shel kovid. A dira shel kovid means, as opposed to a beis hamerchitz or a beis hakisei, a room which is not a respectable room. And therefore the Beis Hillel said that a beis asurim as well is not a dira shel kovid. And additionally, he brings a raya from Er Sugya. Er Sugya says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Gzeira shel yomru kohen gadol chavish be beis asurim, if the room won't have a mezuzah, people will come to say that it's like a beis asurim. And that's mashma that a beis asurim is potter from a mezuzah. That's the whole chash. People will see it does not have a mezuzah. They'll conclude that it's like a beis haasurim. Mashma, that a beis haasurim is taka potter. Now the Birkei Yosef himself argues on the Beis Hillel, and he says that a dira she'eni shel kovid only is a place like a beis hakisei or a beis hamerchatz, which has tinoif or zeya, but a beis haasurim, the conditions are better than that, and therefore it is not potter because of a dira she'eni shel kovid. And as far as dira bal korcho, since we passing like the Rabbanon, that dira bal korcho shmei dira, therefore, one is mechuyev. Now, how do they understand that Gemara? What exactly is the machloikis between the Beis Hillel and the Shar Ephraim, how to learn our sugya? It would seem that the Beis Hillel understood that even though there's a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon about a dira bal korcho, but at Beis HaAsurim, even the Rabbanon would agree would be potter. That's for a different reason, because it's not a dira shel kovid. And when Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to put a mezuzah on, Kadesh la yomru kain godol chovish bebeis haasurim, he means to say that really the room is potter because it's a dira bal karcha. However, people who see that the room does not have a mezuzah might think that the reason is potter is for a different reason, because the room is a room which ain't a shel kovid. It's like a beis haasurim. And we didn't want people to think that we're sending the kain godol for 7 days to substandard living quarters, so they were misakin to put a mezuzah on the room so no one will think it's like a Beis HaAsurim. That's the way the Beis Hillel understood our Gemara. The Shar Ephraim and the Birkei Yosef learned differently. They learned that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a dira bal karcha is potter, Beis HaAsurim is potter for the same reason. It has the same ptur. But according to the Rabbanon, that dira bal karcha is chayiv, a Beis HaAsurim is also chayiv. And when Rabbi Yehuda says, Gzeira shel yomru kohen gadol chavish for Beis HaAsurim, really, ain't a chanami. This room is potter for the same reason that a Beis HaAsurim is potter. Nevertheless, we did not want people going around saying that the Kohen Gadol is locked up. So we decided to be mechayiv min derabon in this room, Kadesh Shlo Yomru Kohen Gadol Chavish for Beis HaAsurim. But ain't a chanami, according to the Chachamim, a Beis HaAsurim itself is also chayiv. It's only Rabbi Yehuda Lishitasai who holds Dira Bal Karcha Loishma Dira, therefore he also patters a Beis HaAsurim for the same reason. Now it would seem we could bring a raya to the sheet of the Beis Hillel from Shitas Rashi Bedas Abaya. Rashi understood, according to Abaya, that both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda are mechayiv the Lishkas Parhedrin during the 7 days of Prisha Midai Raisa. If so, that means both Shitas agree that Dira Bal Karcha Shmei Dira. And what do Rabbanon hold? They hold that we're goyzer also the rest of the days unto the Shivas Mea Prisha. And Rabbi Yehuda holds we don't make that gzeira. We make a different gzeira, shlo yomru kohen gadol chavish bebeis haasurim, meaning if someone will come and won't see a mezuzah during the rest of the year, they'll think that perhaps there was no mezuzah during the 7 days of Prisha as well, and they'll think the reason why there's no mezuzah is because it's like a beis haasurim. From here we see that even though dira bal karcha shmei dira is mechuyiv in a mezuzah, but people will think that it's like a beis haasurim, and that's why it's potter. This is like the sheet of the Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel says even if one holds Dira Bar Korcha is mechuyev in a mezuzah, Beis Asurim is worse. That's a different level, and that's still potter. L'chari, from here you see such a concept. You see that Dira Bar Korcha and Beis Asurim is not totally zebezeh. Even though Rabbi Yehuda holds Dira Bar Korcha Shmei Dira, according to Abaya, nevertheless the Beis Asurim would be potter. Now l'chari, we could say here maybe a different pshat in the Gemara to answer for the other shitas. Until now we understood Gzeirah Shlo Yomru Kaingola Chavish Beis Asurim means that if one sees that there's no mezuzah on the door, that itself will be a reason for him to think that it's like a Beis Asurim. He'll think that's the reason why there's no mezuzah. It's potter because it's like a Beis Asurim. However, perhaps we could explain the Gemara differently. Gzeirah Shlo Yomru Chavish Beis Asurim, not that the fact that there's no mezuzah will be what causes him to think that it's like a Beis Asurim. Rather, whole thing is like a Beis HaAsurim because one knows that the Kohen Gadol is mechuyev to be there 7 days. That's something which sounds like he's imprisoned. And therefore, we dafka go and put a mezuzah on the door. Like the Lashon of Rashi says, Kedei shetahi muchzekes lekol yodeo kebeis dir gemura. That shows that the room is a chash of a room. So not that the pshat that a Beis HaAsurim is automatically potter. However, often a Beis HaAsurim will be potter for a different reason. Perhaps it's not big enough. The minimum size room for a chiyuv mezuzah is arba amos al arba amos. It could be a beis asurim is often not that size, or perhaps a beis asurim is often metunuf. So by going out of our way and putting a mezuzah on the door, that will show that this room has chashivos and it's not like a beis asurim. So this could be the pshat in the Shaarei Ephraim. Really, the din of beis asurim is totally if dira bar korcha, shmei dira, or lo shmei dira. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Bedas Abaya, Rabbi Yehuda held that dira bar korcha shmei dira. If so, then a Beis HaAsurim will also be mechuyev in a mezuzah. So what does Rabbi Yehuda mean, Gzeir Shlo Yomru, Kohen Gadol, Chavish Beis HaAsurim? We're trying to show that this room is a chash of a room, it has a mezuzah on it, it means it has all the tenoim that a room needs to be mechuyev in a mezuzah, and a Beis HaAsurim often doesn't, that will be lafuke, that will show people that it's indeed a room which is a chash of a room. Now as far as the din of sukkah, Rava explains the machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda is if sukkah diras kva b'inon or sukkah diras arai b'inon. The Tosis Hashanim and the Tosis Arash point out Rava is l'shitasai who holds in the beginning of Masechta Sukkah that the machlekes Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda about a sukkah l'mal me'esrim amo is totally in this shaila if sukkah diras arai or sukkah diras kva. Rabbi Yehuda holds that sukkah diras kva b'inon, and therefore here also will be mechuyev in mezuzah. Now the Tosis Hashanim asks Akasha, why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, are you mechuyev? Why don't we say the same svara, that it's a dira bal karcha? One is mechuyev to stay in the sukkah for 7 days. So he should patter for the same reason that he patters the lishkas parhedrin. And the Tosis Hashanim answer, that since he brings his wife and his children with him, that's not called a dira bal karcha. The Sfas Emes and Rabbi Elazar Moshe Hurwitz give two terutzim. One terutz they say is because since you could build the sukkah wherever you want, that's not called a dira bal karcha. Additionally, they say that really the whole chesaron of dira bal karcha loish madira, the reason why you're not mechuyev in a mezuzah in a dira bal karcha is because it's not a diras kavua. That's really what it means, dira bal karcha. If you're forced to stay there but you don't want to be there, that's really called a diras arai and is not mechuyev in mezuzah. And therefore, they say that a sukkah, which the Torah was mechayev him to be there, and according to Yehuda, it was mechayev him to be in a diras kva, the mele, even though he's mechuyev to be there, there they won't have the chesaron of a dira bal karcha. The whole point of dira bal karcha is that it's not a diras kva. Here it is. Here it is considered a diras kva. In the Ha'aris of Rabbi Yashiv, he adds another svara that the din is that if one is mitzta'ar, he has a heter to leave the sukkah. So that's not why it's a, that's why it's not a dira bal karcha. Al kapanim, we have a number of reasons to answer this kasha. There's an interesting shaila in the Ge'etar sugya which the poskim discuss. We paskin halacha, the din is that a sukkah is potter from mezuzah, because a sukkah is dira sarai. The poskim discuss, what about if one has a retractable roof? There's a room in his house where he resides the entire year, and on sukkahs he opens up the roof. Is that room potter from mezuzah during the days of sukkahs? The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Reish Chav Vav Sifkaton Chav Aleph brings b'shem the Prima Gadim that holds that this room is potter from a mezuzah during the days of sukkah. During the days of sukkah, it's considered a diras arai, and you're potter from mezuzah. However, the Shai Tshuva over there in Siman Tov Reish Chav Vav, he's mayrich about this shaila, and he brings b'shem the sefer Tshuvas Arbara Turei Oven, Siman Yud Daled, who holds that there is chayiv mezuzah in such a case. If it's a room where you live all year, that makes it into a diras kva, and you're mechayiv mezuzah even though you took off the roof on Sukkis. The Aruch HaShulchan in Yerdei Simin Reish Peivov Sifkat and Chavches holds like this as well. Now, where is there a nafkamina lemaisa? Either way, one has a mezuzah there anyhow. He's not going to take it off. Now, in this Shari Tshuva that we mentioned before, he brings the Pri Chodosh, and he says, like this tzad, that during the days of Sukkot you're potter, because it's a diras arai, and he's mechadish that after Sukkot, when you put the roof back on, one is mechuyiv to remove the mezuzah, and put it back on once again. Because since during the days of Sukkot, this room was potter from a mezuzah, and now when it becomes back mechuyiv, there's a problem of tasav loy min osui. One has to attach the mezuzah onto a room which is mechuyiv. Here the room was potter, and when the room became mechuyiv once again, he did not go and put the mezuzah on. And he says, therefore, you have to take off the mezuzah and put it back on and make a bracha as well. However, the Shari Tshuva brings this b'shem, this tshuva, Arba Turi Oven, who holds that even if you'll say that one is potter during the days of Sukkot, nevertheless, one is not mechuyiv to take it off and put it back on again. This is not a problem of tasav loy min osig. As long as when he originally put the mezuzah on, it was a time when the room was mechuyiv, if afterwards the room becomes potter, then when it eventually becomes mechuyiv once again, one is not mechuyiv to put the mezuzah back on again. That's not a problem of tasav loy min osig. However, if, for example, the mezuzah fell off during Sukkot, and one put it back on during Sukkot, or if for some reason he took it down and he put it back on during Sukkot, so when the time he's placing it in its mokim, it's actually potter at that time, then when Sukkot is over and he covers it and it becomes mechuyiv once again in mezuzah, there will be a problem of tasav loy min osui. It has to be that at the time you were koveya the mezuzah, there was a chiyuv. If it was put on during the days of Sukkot, there is no chiyuv, then when the chiyuv does come back, there's a problem of tasav loy min osui. Now in the Sefer Bikuri Yaakov, a sefer by the Aruch Laner on Hilchas Sukkah, in the back there's something called the Tosfos Bikurim, and in Simen Tov Reish Chof Hei, he discusses this shaila. He brings the Machlokes HaPoskim. A room which is used all year, and on Sukkot the roof is taken off, is it mechuyev in a mezuzah or not? And he goes with the tzad to say that it's potter, just like any other sukkah. And he brings an afkamina lalacha over there. We know in Hilchas Mezuzah that when there's a door between two rooms, there are guidelines to which side of the doorpost the mezuzah is supposed to go. In general, it's put on the right side when you're going from the outer room into the inner room. In other words, when you come in from the main entrance of the house, you pass through one room to get to an inner room, so going from the outer room to the inner room, you put it on the right side of the doorpost. So for example, one has a den and a kitchen, and the doorway between them, and one generally goes through the kitchen in order to get into the den, so he puts it on the right side, going from the kitchen into the den. Now that's when both rooms are mechuyiv in a mezuzah. Both rooms are the proper size, not less than 4x4 amos, neither room is a bathroom. Then the din is, each room is a mechayiv for a mezuzah. In other words, going into the kitchen from the den is a mechayiv in mezuzah. You're going into a room which is mechuyiv in mezuzah. And the opposite, going from the kitchen into the den, is also going into a room which is mechuyiv in mezuzah. So there are two mechayivim. Each one is a mechayiv to put on the doorpost on the right side going into that room. So the din is, you do not have to put two mezuzahs. As long as you put it on the right, on the correct side, according to the guidelines that are given, you are yoytze both chiyuvim. Now what happens if one of the rooms is a room that's not mechuyiv in a mezuzah b'chlal? Let's say in our example, if the den was not mechuyiv in a mezuzah, so in that case, you do not put it on the right side going into the den, rather you put it on the right side going from the den into the kitchen. Because the kitchen is a room which is mechuyiv in a mezuzah, you put it on the right side going into the entrance to the room which is mechuyiv. And therefore the Bikuri Yaakov says a chiddush, that since this room, when you take off the roof, becomes potter and mezuzah, so for example, the den becomes your sukkah, there's a retractable roof, and until this point, you had it on the right side, going from the kitchen into the den, now on Sukkot, you will have to reverse the mezuzah. You'll have to put it on the other side. Because now going from the kitchen into the den no longer has a chiv. Going from the den into the kitchen does have a chiv. The kitchen is a room which is mechuyiv in a mezuzah. You'll have to put it on the right side going into the kitchen. So there's a tremendous nafkamina in our shayla. We ask, what's the difference whether this sukkah is mechuyev in a mezuzah or not? Either way, you're going to leave the mezuzah there. No, that makes a big difference. You'll have to move the mezuzah to the opposite side. This is what the Bekuri Yaakov says, and this is how he paskins halacha l'maisa. Now, in the Sefer Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Nun Gimel, he's done ba'arichos about our shayla. And he explains how it's totally in how to learn our sugya. The Rabbanan and our sugya hold that a sukkah is potter from a mezuzah because sukkah diras arai be'inon. And once the sukkah is a diras arai, it's potter in mezuzah. That would be mashma that the dine sukkah and dine mezuzah are totally zebezeh. And if so, he says, if we're going to be mechayev this sukkah in a mezuzah, since it's a room that's used all year round, then how could it be kosher for a sukkah? The Rabbanan holds sukkah must be a diras arai. Elamai will say that it is a diras arai. Once you remove the roof and now it's designated as a sukkah, it becomes a diras arai, then it has to be potter and mezuzah. These two dinim are totally zeh bezeh. However, he says it's not muchach. When the Gemara says that a sukkah is a diras arai and therefore it's not mechuyev in mezuzah, the Gemara means to say that a structure which was built to be a sukkah, the whole purpose is to be used for 7 days, that's not enough of a kvias to be mechayev in a mezuzah. However, if one has already a dira kavua which he lives in all year long, then that's enough to be mechayev in a mezuzah. Even when he takes off the roof and now it's designated as a sukkah, that's not mafkia the kvias. Using something as a sukkah is not a ptur on mezuzah, it's just not enough on its own to be mechayev in a mezuzah. And as long as the gedarim that Chazal gave to make something a kosher a sukkah, as opposed to a sukkah which is, let's say, higher than 20 amos, which is possible because that's already a diras kva, but if that's not the case, it has all the gedarim of a kosher a sukkah, which is a diras arai, then the fact that it's a mechuyev in a mezuzah because it's used all year round as well, that's not a stira. And that's his maskana. He concludes that the kfiyas of a sukkah and the kfiyas of mezuzah are two dinim, they're not totally zebezeh. And he's meisif that there are those who want to say that since the roof is removed and is replaced by schach, schach is not enough of a covering to make a room into a room which is mechuyev in a mezuzah. However, he proves from Shitas Rabbi Huda in Er Sugya. Rabbi Huda holds that the sukkah is mechuyev in a mezuzah, even though there's schach, and Rabbi Huda himself is also maskim that the schach of the sukkah has to be a covering of arai. There's no machloikis, Rabbi Huda and Rabbanon, as far as the schach is concerned. Everyone agrees that that is arai. The machloikis just is about the walls of the sukkah. And still, even though the schach is arai, still Rabbi Huda holds the sukkah is mechuyev in a mezuzah. So you see that a covering of a schach is enough to be mechuyev in a mezuzah. L'maisa Rav Vosner Shlita, in the tshuva mentioned above, leans towards the paiskin who paskin that this room with a retractable roof is mechuyev in a mezuzah during the days of Sukkot. However, he says, "Ein biyadenu la'achriya neged ha-mishnah brura v'ha-pri megadim." We can't be machriya keneged the mishnah brura and the pri megadim. And therefore, he says, nevertheless, it still would be considered a suffik whether the room is mechuyev or not. And therefore, one should not change the makom of the mezuzah. He should not do like the Bikurei Yaakov and move the mezuzah to the other side, the side that is entering from the sukkah back into the other room of the house.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.